Hello again. So I wanted to do a really, really quick recording because I mentioned in the other longer audio that there was something about my voice that I needed to let everybody know. So that's what this is. This is just a quick little explanation. Okay. A lot of people are probably a fan of my banshee scream when I come. Or, you know, the ones that more sound like I'm being stabbed to death when I come. I know it sounds really fucking hot to a lot of people, but I can't do that anymore. And there's very valid reasons. I think, first off, a little history here. Previous to finding GWA and previous to, I guess, me turning 30, I wasn't a very overtly sexual person. I wasn't, you know, I would get off, but I wouldn't really do it that often. And then, you know, hormones went crazy when I hit the big 3-0 and then I couldn't get enough. And I think for me, it was sort of a unleashing whatever I had inside of me pent up for so many years and just getting off, letting go, that freely just letting the scream out. And as hot as that may be, it really fucks with my throat. It makes my throat hurt for days afterwards. It's just very uncomfortable. I think it's just because it's such a harsh sound that my throat is not used to making, and it's just, you know, it really fucking hurts afterwards. So, what does that mean? Well, I've been working with my boyfriend over the past year to be able to do silent orgasms. I am damn good at silent orgasms. You could not know I'm getting off, and it's pretty spectacular. I don't plan to do silent orgasms all the time. As fun as they are, and as great as they are when, you know, you're in places where you can't let people know you're getting off, they're really good. Mainly what has happened is my screaming, yelling, whatever you want to call it, is more at a normal level, or at a level that no longer fucks up my throat. Part of what that means is I have a bit more control when I come. And I don't really know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, honestly. Orgasms are great, though, so, I mean, I can't really say it's a bad thing as long as I'm getting off. You know, I do get off, and fuck, it feels good getting off, but I digress. Anyway, to make sure that I don't fuck up my voice for the future, I have to be careful about how much raw animalistic shit comes out of me when I come. I am still a very vocal person, as my boyfriend has told me. I'm not quiet when we have sex. and there have been a few bite the pillow moments where I had to muffle my scream. I'm sure that's a huge ego boost for the man. But yeah, so just so, you know, it's cleared up, and this is much longer of an audio than I intended. I really only intended this to be just a couple minutes. But, yeah. Anyway, no more banshee screaming from me. No more I'm being stabbed, murdered, when I come. I am still loud, apparently, but I no longer have to deal with the repercussions of that, you know. Because I would like to continue being able to talk, and I would like to continue being able to function without my throat feeling like I've swallowed gravel. So, yeah. If anybody has any tips on how to keep that from happening, when you scream like a fucking psycho when you come, let me know. But in the meantime, yeah, there won't be too much difference. It's just nobody expect any, you know, you have to, I probably won't tag my stuff anymore with turn volume down. So I'm sorry to anybody who loves that. I wish I didn't have to, but honestly, it's my throat, and you know, I really don't want to fuck it up. So yeah. I'd rather not have to explain to my doctor why my throat is raw as fuck. I mean, awkward conversation. So yeah. There you go. Hopefully that's a good enough explanation and I didn't forget something. Yeah. Any questions anybody has about it? You want to share your thoughts, your feelings, your sadness of me no longer sounding like an axe murderer has gone to town on me, then feel free. All right. I love you all. Bye.